I welcome each and everyone once again for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Madhavanand Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam verse 5.12.13. Before handing the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Raj Prabhuji to give the brief introduction about our speaker today. Raj Prabhuji, please take over the call.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna to all the devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace, Madhavananda Prabhu, is a disciple of His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji joined ISKCON in 1982. He served as head pujari and temple president for ISKCON Seattle. Prabhuji got his first and second initiation from his Guru Maharaj in 1993, served as personal assistant to Maharaj in 1994, traveled with him and preached in various countries. Prabhu is an editor at Chief Gopal Jiu Publications, which publishes the book of His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, as well as Krishna Katha Amrit magazine and Bindu E magazine. He is resident of Bhubaneswar and Puri for past two decades, very devoted to researching about Jagannath and the culture of Jagannath Puri. Prabhuji published various magazines on esoteric secrets of Jagannath Puri. The book Mathura Meets Vrindavan, produced by Gopal Jiu Publications, won the GBC Award for Outstanding Literary Accomplishment in the year 2000. The Krishna Katha Amrit magazine also won the Audarya Award from the World Vaishnava Association. Prabhuji traveled to various countries in the past two decades for speaking Hari Katha on the order of his Guru Maharaj. This is a brief introduction for His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu. Thank you, Mataji. Over to you.
Thank you so much, Raj Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Madhavananda Prabhuji. Dandavatanam, please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable association and enlightening on this special topic. You can please take over the call. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, can you hear us, Prabhuji? Madhavananda Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Panam. Please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association. I would like hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Sorry for coming a little late today. So I want to thank the devotees for organizing this. We'll go ahead and start. Before we speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, my spiritual master, he instructed me that I should first offer prayers to the Bhagavatam. So this takes about 5 minutes. If you know some of these verses, maybe you want to recite them with us. Narayanam namaskrityam naram shravanarottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat vedi ramayane shaiva purane bharate tata adavante cha madye cha hari sarvatra gihyate Mukam karoti vachalam bhangum langayate girim. Yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam. Paramananda madhavam. Paramananda he madhava. Padunga luchi makaranda. Se makaranda panakori. Anande bolo hari hari arinka name vandavela parikori be chakadola se chakadolanka paraye manamo rahu nirantare manamo nirantare rahu Ha Krishna, boli jiva jao. Ha Krishna, boli jao jiva. Mote udhara radha dava. Mote udhara radha dava. Mote udhara radha dava. Dharma Projita Kaita Vota Paramonia Matsranam Shatam Vedyam Vastavamatta Vastu Shivadam Tapa Trion Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Kritikim Ba Parayishvara Sadyo Hridyavarudyate Tukatibishu Shushu Vistakshanat Nigamakopataro galitam phalam shukamukaramita dravasam yutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam mohuraho rasika bhuvibhavuka anarto pasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokshaje lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam Yasham Vaishu Yamana Yam Krishne Paramapurushe Bhakti Rudpadyate Pumsha Shoka Moha Bhayapaha Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Param Giyate Tattra Gyana Vairagya Bhakti Sahitam Naskaram Yama Viskritam Tachchen Van Supaten Vicharana Pado Bhaktya Vimuchen Naraha Arto Yam Brahma Sutranam Vada Tarta Vinunaya Gayatri Bhashirupo So Vedarta Paribhrimita Sarva Vede Tihasanam Saram Saram Samudritam Sarva Vedanta Saram Hishimad Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasam Rita Triptasyanam Yatra Sradvachi Kuchit Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarup Sri Bhagavatam Tate Veda Shastra Hoite Paramahatva Chari Veda Upanishade Jata Kichu Hoya Tara Arta Lena Vyasa Korila Sanchaya Jehi Sutre Jehi Rukh Vishaya Vachana Bhagavate Sehu Sloka Nibandana Jivira Nistara Lagi Sutra Koilo Vyasa Mayavari Vashishunile Oya Sarvanasa Jaho Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavira Stane Ekanta Shayakoro Chaitanya Charane Bhagavata Jainamani Sejavana Sama Tada Sasta Achi Janme Janme Prabhu Jama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, the king of all literature. This is a fifth canto, chapter 12, text number 13, which I'll recite. Yatrochama shloka gunana vada Pratushayate gramya kata vigataha Nisevyamano nudinam mukshur Matim satim yachati vasudeve Who are the pure devotees mentioned here? In an assembly of pure devotees, there's no question of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. In an assembly of pure devotees, there is discussion only of the qualities, forms, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is praised and worshipped with full attention In the association of pure devotees, by constantly hearing such topics respectfully, even a person who wants to merge into the existence of the absolute truth abandons this idea and gradually becomes attached to the service of Vasudeva. Srila Prabhupada describes in his purport, the symptoms of pure devotees are described in this verse. The pure devotee is never interested in material topics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strictly prohibited his devotees to talk about worldly matters. Gramya Varta Na Kahibe, from CC Ancha 6, 236. One should not indulge in talking unnecessarily about news of the material world. One should not waste time in this way. This is a very important feature in the life of a devotee. A devotee has no other ambition than to serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Krishna conscious movement was started to engage people 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord and in his glorification. The students in this institution engage in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. They actually have no opportunity to waste their time unnecessarily by discussing politics, sociology, and current events. These will go their own way. A devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. Uttama adama kichuna bachila jachiya dile kakola kahe premananda hemona gauranga hridaya dariya bohola. So Srila Prabhupada is giving a wonderful purport, a wonderful verse, something very, very practical for us. This is the nature of a pure devotee. Now, someone may say, well, I'm not exactly like that. In Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandarbha, he speaks about two different types of speakers, Vakta, Sarago, Nirago, Dvivida, Parikirtita. He says that there's the Sarag Vakta and the Nirag Vakta, or a speaker with material desires and a speaker without material desires. And we want to hear from a speaker without material desires. We want to hear of someone who has no interest in worldly affairs. Now, if we made that a standard for your Bhagavatam classes, how many speakers do you think you would get? If you said the only people who can speak are people who have no material desires, I suspect you might not get a lot of speakers for that. Devotees may have some material desires, but as this verse is pointing out, this is the nature of Vaishnav Sangha. In the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 3, text 30, it said, Paraspara anukatanam pavanam bhagavadyasa mita ratamitas tushtir nivrita mita atmana. That we should learn how to associate with devotees. And we do that by keeping Krishna Katha in the center. So as Prabhupada translates in this verse, that in the association of pure devotees, there's no question of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. Devotees are not interested in those things. Only in mundane sangha do we have that. But devotees, paraspara means some back and forth, as our dear friend Vaisheshika Prabhu always requests, and I'd like to request at the end of this talk today, he requests some reflections from the devotees. What did you win from today? He says, what struck you from the talk today that you want to keep? Paraspara means there's some back and forth. Paraspara nu katanam pavanam bhagavadyasa. This kata is pavana. It's very, very purifying for everybody who hears it. And this kata is the Sangha of devotees. This is all that we want. The four Kumaras in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, they pray to Lord Vishnu. Kamam bhava savrijinayar niryayasu na such cheta liva yadi na te pada yo remita. He said that we don't mind. Huh? You can let us just as much as we deserve. Kama means by our desire. Kama bhava. Huh? Let us take birth again and again. Sva vijinaya, by our own sinful activities. Maybe we take a lower birth. No problem. We don't mind that. But all that we're concerned about, we want to keep hearing your katha. My grandmother used to say that if you don't do any other sadhana every day, you should have Krishna katha. Someone was asking once, what about japa? And he said, japa is in a different category. Japa, it's better that you die than not finish your 16 rounds. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, he says that text, Prabhupada's translation, Prabhupada says that by constantly hearing such topics respectfully, even a person who wants to merge into the existence of the Absolute Truth abandons this idea and gradually becomes attached to the service of Vasudev. So Sukadeva Goswami was such a personality. Sukadeva Goswami was a monist in the beginning. And the Bhagavatam, the first canto, describes Yam pravrajantam anupetam upetyakritjam dvaipayano virahakatara ajuhava putreti tanmayagataya taravo binedustam sarva bhuta hridayam munayam anatosmi. It's sampranam to Sukadeva Goswami, who praying that may he enter everyone's heart. And that Sukadeva Goswami, when he went away to take up the renounced order of life, his father was just calling out for him, "Oh, my son, oh, my son, where are you? Where are you?" So there's a story that some Vaishnavas tell in this regard, that when Sukadeva Goswami left home, we know in the Bhagavatam that his father, Vyasadeva, went searching for him. And Sukadeva Goswami was a 16-year-old boy. It was a very great austerity, I think, for his mother to have a baby in the womb for 16 full years and for him to finally come out. He didn't want to come out. But Krishna assured him that, don't worry, you won't be affected by Maya. And so finally then he agreed, okay, Krishna's assuring me. But when he came out, he said, he looked around and looked at his parents and said, "You guys are Maya. This is really bad. I don't want to be around household life." And so he left home and he ran away in the forest. He had no clothes. He didn't have time to go to the supermarket or the shopping center to buy something. And as he was moving about, he came across some girls who were taking bath, but they were completely undisturbed by him. And then later, his father, Vyasadeva, came searching, and those girls became very shy. And he asked why my son was coming by. He didn't have anything on. "No, no, you're different than him. You see some difference between the body and the self. He doesn't." So Srila Vyasadeva couldn't find his son. Finally, what he did, he met with a woodsman, someone who was cutting trees in the forest. And he told him, "I want you to do something for me. I'd like, as you're wandering about in the forest, you please recite this shloka." And Vyasadeva taught him a verse, which is 10.1.4. And told him, "You just recite this verse over and over again. And if somebody comes to you and says, 'Wow, that's a nice verse. Where did you hear that from?' then you tell them he should come to me." And what is that very famous verse? Nibriti tarshay upagiya manad bhavosadach chotra manobiramat ka utama shloka gunana vadad vimandara deta humam vipin. Puman vira jeta bina pashugnat. That this Krishna katha, it goes on with people who are naviti tarshai, who are liberated. They don't have any desire for any material things. This is bhava oshadi, or the proper medicine for people who don't want to be part of this material world. So he was speaking like this, and the verse goes on to say, Puman vira jeta bina pashugnat. Who wouldn't want to hear this Krishna katha except for someone who's pashugnat? Someone, pashu means a beast, gnat means to kill. Pashugnat means someone who is a butcher, a killer of animals, Pashupat, another meaning Prabhupada gives, is someone who's killing themselves or killing their own personal existence. So this woodsman was wandering through the forest reciting this verse, and Shukadev Goswami heard it, and he said, wow, that's really amazing. I have no desire for anything material in this world, but I haven't heard about these topics, so how can I hear these topics? And so I went to that woodsman. Where did you hear this verse? Well, I heard it from this Vyasadeva. Oh, I have to go back to my father now. He understood. A similar thing happened to the four Kumaras also. When they smelled the tulsi leaves, the fragrance which is coming from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, they gave up their attitude of impersonalism. So this is much, much better. And they became devotees. So Krishna Katha is such a topic that it's attractive for everyone. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, in the introduction, he says, it is essential for persons who are actually liberated to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. That's something essential for persons who are liberated. And what to speak of persons who are not liberated. It's essential for persons who are actually liberated to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. That is the supreme relishable subject matter for one in the liberated state. And he says, also, if persons who are trying to be liberated hear such narrations, then their path of liberation becomes very clear. Lord Chaitanya has therefore advised his followers that their business is to propagate Krishna Katha. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, this is the purpose of our temples, to give people some opportunity to hear Krishna Katha and to give devotees an opportunity to come together to hear Krishna Katha. We may say, what is the necessity of hearing Krishna Katha? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came before the Mayavadi sannyasis in Benares, he told them, actually, my Guru Maharaj told me that I'm a murkha, that I'm a fool. And I only know one verse. And what is that verse? Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kolo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. I only know this verse. So that verse speaks about how that the holy name is all that's required. It's all that's required. It's all that's required. So then why do we have Srimad Bhagavatam class? It's an important question. Why don't we just sit down and just do kirtan constantly? What is the necessity of hearing Krishna Katha? And Krishna Katha may be a little more difficult. You have to read something. The Sanskrit is very difficult to pronounce. Sometimes it's very, very subtle and very difficult philosophical points made. What is the necessity of that? We can just have Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan. And indeed, in our society today, that's a very popular concept with many devotees. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that just as we don't separate Radharani from Krishna, also we should not separate Krishna Katha from Krishna Nam. That Krishna Nam is Krishna, and that Krishna Katha is Radharani. And the two go together. As we see in the case of Srila Prabhupada, he had a system. He would always do kirtan for the people to purify their hearts. Even in Tompkins Square Park, when very brand new people who didn't know anything were hearing, Prabhupada would stop at a certain point. And then he would speak a few words. So he would do kirtan, then he would speak something, and then again he would do kirtan. And this is our system. We do kirtan to purify our consciousness. And then we hear some Krishna Katha, which has several effects. It gives us some understanding of what it is that we're doing. And it gives us a proper mood from our Gurudev, how to chant. And it brings us together as a unit. Because if we simply have kirtan together and we don't know what other people are thinking, you might be an impersonalist. Here in Jagannath Puri, there's one mutt called the Govardhan mutt, which is presided over by the current Shankaracharya, who's in the line of Adi Shankaracharya. And they're Mayavadis, but they chant Hare Krishna mantra. So it's not just because you chant Hare Krishna that means you're a devotee, but what is a conception? And that conception comes from Krishna Katha. This Krishna Katha is the life of the devotees. It brings everyone together. There's a very wonderful book called Kardananda, which was written by the grandson of Srinivasacharya named Yadunandan Das. And it's a very popular book with many devotees in Bengali. Srinivasacharya's daughter, Hemlati Thakurani, instructed him to write this book called Karnananda, or Bliss for the Ears. And it gives so much different Vaishnava history. It's referred to by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and by Srila Prabhupada in some places also. So Srinivasacharya, the book tells a lot of the story about Srinivas. He was staying in Jajigram, and all of the devotees would come together and meet with him on a daily basis. There was no institutional requirement for that, but it was all based on their loving desire, because they just loved to be with Srinivasacharya. And every day, Srinivasacharya would speak some Krishna katha. And this katha would go on sometimes for days and days, and the devotees were just in complete ecstasy. After some time, on the request of the Vaishnava, Srinivasacharya was married. And on the second request, again, he accepted a second wife. And in the Karnananda, it describes their daily program. It says that every day the devotees were constantly reading and hearing books, and it gives a long list of what they were reading every day on a daily basis. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhavidagda Madhava Lita Madhava Hari Bhakti Vilas Brihad Bhagavatamrita Lagu Bhagavatamrita Dasama Tippani, which is a commentary on the 10th canto, Dasama Charit Mathura Mahatmya Stavavali Hansaduta Uddhava Sandhya Satsundarbha Vaishnava Toshini, and the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. And they were systematically singing and reciting all these different books. They were hearing and reading Mukta Charit, Krishna Karnamrita, Brahma Samhita, Gopi Premamrita, Madhava Mahotsav, etc. And he says, I know the names of hundreds and thousands of books that they were continuously reading. So the author of Karnananda, Yadunandan Das, says that these books, the Vaishnavas were hearing these things, and they were completely immersed in the nectarian ocean of love of God, just hearing day and night, day and night. And every day describes their basic program. They would spend one prahara, about 3 hours, chanting a fixed number of names, doing japa. Then another prahara, they would spend 3 hours reading all these books. And then 2 hours every day, they would do kirtan together, singing Hare Krishna mantra, songs about Radha Krishna, Govinda, songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati, Gita Govinda, and like that. And then in the evening, in the association of the devotees, Srinivasacharya, he would sing different songs, and he would speak about the pastimes of Krishna. And during the day, he would worship Shalagram Shila and worship Tulsi and like that. So Srinivasacharya was completely absorbed in this Krishna katha. And Yadunandan Das describes in Karnananda his behavior. I'll go ahead and sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna in response if you like. Radha Krishna Kunda Bole Chane Murcha Jai Giri Govardhana Bole Kore Hai Hai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Srinivasacharya was constantly calling out Radhakon, Shamakon, Giri Govardhan, and he would fall down on the ground and faint. This was their daily program, the daily Bhagavatam classes. It wasn't just something for information. As we like to say that Bhagavatam class, it's not, when we say class, it's actually katha. Class is something that's done in the university. It's not like a sermon in the church where you're preaching to someone to change. It's not like a commercial on television where you're trying to get money or followers or something. And it's not like a lecture in the university where you're doing something for money and you're trying to pass on some information. But Shunbatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtan Hridyanta Surya Bhadani Vidhanoti Suritsatam. Just by hearing this Krishna Kata, our hearts become purified and we become attracted to Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. So Srinivasacharya was such a personality, such a qualified speaker, as Prabhupada speaking about in this first purport today. E rupe ratri dini, premanande jai, premamrita ashwadaye ananda hiyai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. E rupe ratri dini premananda jai. In this way, ratri dini, night and day, he was just completely in ecstasy Premamrita Ashwadoy, just relishing the nectar of love of God. Ananda Hiyai, he was immersed in an ocean of happiness. This is Krishna consciousness. We should have some happiness. And that happiness comes when we properly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, when we properly associate with devotees. And his effect on the people was so profound. Sometimes people, even devotees, sometimes think, well, we need to share some information. And someone posts something on Facebook. I saw a video on YouTube which shows there's a great expose going on. And they may have some motivation, some desire to help devotees, to help other people. But what is the result of that thing? If there's no Krishna Katha there, if there's no shlokas or anything there, then we get an opposite result. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam describes that whatever Pashyat Pakaviparyasam, that any solutions that you try to adopt to solve material problems only increase the material problems. So Pashyat Pakaviparyasam, we tried to solve the problem in this way. We thought, oh, the YouTube gurus will solve this problem. They've done this research. They pointed out this great conspiracy. But the only result of doing that, it creates more dissension. It creates more confusion, more problems in society. But Srinivasacharya was so absorbed in Krishna and Krishna Katha, and something happened. Sukriti Basai Bala Duspriti Hasai. Abise Loka Shabe Anande Basai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Those persons who are Supriti Janas, who are pious people, Bashaya Bala, they were in complete ecstasy. They were swimming in an ocean of happiness, watching the activities of Srinivasacharya. But it wasn't only them who benefited. Duskriti Hasai, those Duskriti, those impious people, when they saw Hasai, it means that they started laughing. Just see these Hare Krishna people, what are they talking about? But Abise Lokasabi Anandi Bashai. In this way, he brought everybody happiness. This is the nature of Krishna Katha. If we get absorbed in Krishna Katha, we take shelter in Krishna Katha, we have faith in Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha will give everything. Krishna Katha will solve everything. The first canto of the Bhagavatam describes a verse my grandmas used to recite quite often. Yasham Vai Sri Yamanayam Krishna Paramash Purushe Bhakti Udpadyate Pumsha Shoka Moha Bayapaha. The verse describes the primary and the secondary symptoms of hearing Krishna Katha. The secondary symptoms are that shoka moha bhaya paha. Apaha means that it's put out, it's extinguished, the fire of lamentation, fear, and illusion. Shoka moha bhaya. Those things are destroyed if you just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So many people today are looking for answers. They're so confused and they don't know where to find it. They look on Fox News and Fox News says one thing, and they look on CNN and CNN says another thing. And maybe there's conspiracy things going on and they're saying this on YouTube, and even some devotees are saying like this. There's always going to be things like that. There's always going to be an Aurangzeb. There's always going to be a Hitler, a Mussolini. There's always going to be some persons who want to try to control other people and exploit them. At the time of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, there was a terrible, terrible conspiracy going on. The Krishna Janmasthan in Mathura was broken. Actually, some years ago, we were invited, when we used to go to, I don't say the name of the country, I think perhaps, one Islamic country, and we were giving classes. And the devotees, one day they invited us, would you like to go see a mosque? Yeah, why not? They said, well, this is a special mosque. The bricks in this mosque are from the Krishna Janmasthan in Mathura. And we went there, it's a very beautiful mosque. And they broke the Krishna Janmasthan and they carried the bricks to this distant Islamic country and they built a mosque out of it. It was a common practice for them to torture and murder the Vaishnava Brahmins. They were breaking the temples. They broke even Rupa Goswami's temple of Govindaji. But how many times in the writings of the six Goswamis is that mentioned? How many times in the writings of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and all of his hundreds of songs that he wrote, I think thousands of songs that he wrote, how many times in the writings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in his collected letters and lectures, do you hear him speaking about the atrocities and the bad things that the British were doing to India at that time? You don't read anything about it. Those things were going on. They knew about it. But there's always going to be a Ravan. There's always going to be a Kamsa. And the solution is always the same. Yashim Vaishuyamana, Yam Krishna Padamapurisha. Just Yashim Vaishuyamana. We want to hear Krishna Katha. This is a solution. And if we hear this Krishna Katha, then Shoka Moha Bhayapaha. All your lamentation, your shok, your moha, your illusion, your bhaya, your fear, apaha, all those things will be destroyed. That's the secondary result of hearing Krishna Katha. But the primary result of hearing Krishna Katha is bhakti udpadite pumsha. That definitely, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by giving some oral reception to it, then bhakti arises in the heart. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Sarita Darshini commentary in that verse, he says that this verse shows that the Bhagavatam produces prema. Just by hearing the Bhagavatam, prema arises. What to speak? He says, if you speak it yourself, just by hearing it, prema arises. And what to speak? You get a greater effect if you speak it and you get other people to listen. And then what to speak? An even greater effect comes if you get other people to speak it. This is our society. Our society is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a solution that Srila Prabhupada came to give. There's always going to be material problems in this world. And we're always going to be put to test. And the nature of a test, when you have a test in school, the nature of a test is you don't see the teacher. Or maybe you see the teacher, but the teacher doesn't help you. You can't ask questions. You can't say, can you tell me what is the answer to this particular question on the test? The teacher won't give you that. Now you have to figure out the answer yourself. The teacher is not present. So in a similar way, when we're tested by Krishna, we may not see Gurudev. We may not see the hand of Krishna. Krishna wants to know, what are you going to do? Are you going to take shelter of the things that you've heard? Or are you going to take shelter of something else? There's a very wonderful story that we read. Srila Prabhupada says in his purport here that this is the nature of the Vaishnavas, that they don't take shelter of mundane katha. They don't read mundane news or different things. But we read a very nice story in the newspaper, and I'd like to share that story with you. We printed it. This was in the Samaj, a local Odia newspaper. And we printed this. We made one magazine, one of our Krishna Kathamrita magazine issues about Srimad Bhagavatam's issue 11. There is a saying in the Odia language, Sanda Sunuchi Bhagavat. It's kind of a sarcastic or humorous statement. It literally means that Sanda means a bull. Sunuchi means to hear. Sanda Sunuchi Bhagavat, a bull hearing the Bhagavat. And so this newspaper article quoted this verse. Sanda Sunuchi Bhagavat means something which is useless. You can go and you can give Bhagavatam class in front of a bull, but what is a bull going to understand? He's just going to become annoyed. Look, leave me alone. Give me some grass or go away. But they pointed out that in Bhubaneswar, it took on a new meaning some years ago. This is a number of years ago. In March of 2004, there was a tradition that they would have a Bhagavat Saptaha in the ancient Kapileshwar Mahadev temple. That's in the old part of Bhubaneswar. And it was a 22-year-old tradition going on. They'd have a 9-day recitation of the Bhagavatam. And just as the recitation was about to begin, a really big bull entered into the compound of the temple and sat down next to the devotees. And some people, they tried to chase him away. They took sticks and things. And well, he was a bit bullish, and he just ignored them. And then everybody was surprised to see he just sat there very quietly the whole time during the katha, the Bhagavatam is being recited. And as soon as the katha finished, the bull got up and left. That was a little surprising. They were more surprised when he showed up the next day. And every day for 9 days, that bull showed up. just before the katha started, and he would come and sit down, and he would get up again when it finished. So the next year, everyone had forgotten about that. This is from the newspaper. And that is until the first day of that Bhagavat katha. And then the same bull showed up again, took his same seat, and sat and listened to the Bhagavatam every day. And he would get up at the end of the katha and go away. And every day for 9 days, this went on. So that was 2 years. And in the third year, in 2006, everybody was wondering, is it going to happen again? And sure enough, on the first day of the Bhagavatam, the same bull showed up, came and sat down. And every day he would sit there for the duration of the class, and he would get up and go as soon as it was finished. And he heard Bhagavatam every day. In the Padma Purana and the Skanda Purana, there's sections known as the Bhagavat Mahatmya, which describe the glories of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Bhagavat Mahatmya, the Padma Purana, it describes a story how there was one Bhagavat Saptaha, or one recitation of the Bhagavatam going on by a great devotee whose name was Gokarna. And it was said there that by his reciting the Bhagavatam, his brother, who had been a very sinful person, his brother's name was Dundukari had become a ghost. And that by hearing the Bhagavatam, that ghost, Dundukari, got free from that ghostly form and went to the spiritual world. But then the Padma Purana mentions an interesting thing. It says there were so many people sitting there and listening to that recitation, but nobody else got liberation. Why not? And the Padma Purana says, because unlike Dundukari was really paying attention. This is really, really important for him. But the other people who were coming, they weren't attentively listening. So then seeing that happened, the people asked Gokarna, why is it that he got liberation and we didn't? And he said, well, because you guys weren't paying proper attention. And they said, oh, could you please recite Bhagavatam again? In India, there's a culture of hearing Bhagavatam. I've spoke to some older sadhus sometimes in Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri and Mayapur, and they've commented that it used to be, things are changing today, but it used to be when there was a big Bhagavat katha, everyone would come together and you would sit and listen. And somebody was sitting there and they started maybe scratching themselves and moving around, stretching their body or something. Then without saying anything, people nearby would just come over and they would pick him up and throw him out of the assembly because it was considered he was creating a disturbance. Because when we all come together and we hear Srimad Bhagavatam very, very attentively, then it creates an atmosphere. So Gokarna was telling the residents of the village that look, because you guys didn't pay, you weren't being so attentive, you didn't get the proper result. So I'll speak Bhagavatam again. And this time, everyone in the village attended, and they listened attentively, even the animals. And that Uttarakhanda, the Padma Purana, describes the results, what happened that time. Tadgrame siestita jiva ashvachandala jatayaha vimane stapitishte pi gokarna kripaya tada. That by Gokarna Kripa, by the mercy of Gokarna, tadgrame siestita jiva, all the living entities, all the jivas in that gram, in that village who were staying there, Ashva Chandala Jataya, even the Chandalas, even the dog eaters, and even the Ashva, all the dogs, a Vimana came, an airplane from the spiritual world. Everybody got on that thing and they went away. This is a result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam attentively. We have Krishna Kirtan, and Krishna Kirtan can give everything, but who can properly chant? And therefore, in the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, it's described, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahmasamitam, which Prabhupada translates that Idam Bhagavatam Nama, this Puranam Brahmasamitam, this Purana, which is named Srimad Bhagavatam, is a spotless, pure evidence. So that's one translation of that verse. But prati shloki pratir akshri nanatakoi, each and every verse of the Bhagavatam, each and every syllable has unlimited meanings. If you do a search in the Prabhupada folio for the verse Bhayam Dutiya Benivesa Tashat, verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, you'll find that Srila Prabhupada gives, I think, three or four completely, sometimes different translations of the same verse in Prabhupada's books. Because sometimes in a particular context, it has a particular meaning in one way, in another context, it has another meaning. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this verse in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam, Sanatan Goswami gives another explanation for this. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam, that this Bhagavatam is the Nam Purana. This is the Purana, which is all about the holy name. And as the second canto of the Bhagavatam describes, Anvaya Vyatirekabhyam Yat Syat Sarvata Sarvada, this two ways are presented in the Bhagavatam, directly and indirectly. So directly or indirectly, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning to the very end is only about Krishna Nam. And this is why the Srimad Bhagavatam was so very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is why it's so important for us to hear Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis. And even though we say Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, that the holy name can give everything, still we also need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, it'll give us inspiration to go deep into bhakti. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it'll help devotees to come together. In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, it's described, Madashraya Katam Nishta. The Lord says that those persons who are Madashraya, who are taking shelter of me, and what are they taking shelter of in particular? My Nishta. Nishta means very, very happy, very delightful. Katam. Madashraya Katam Nishtaha. Who are coming and hearing my Kata, Shinvanti Katayanti Cha. Who are chanting, who are hearing and saying, Tapanti vividas tapa naitan madgata chetasa. For someone who's doing that, they don't suffer from material miseries. They don't suffer from the pandemic. They're not disturbed that even I can't go to the temple. Okay, as my grandmother once told us, he said that if something happens which you have no control over, then you should see that it's Krishna's arrangement. And so for such devotees who are constantly hearing Krishna Katha and understanding that Krishna is Sarvakarana Karanam, he's a controller of everything, then Tapanti Vidadastapa Naitan Madgata Chaitasa. Because their Madgata Chaitasa, their minds are completely fixed on Krishna, then Tapanti, whatever suffering is going on, whatever tapa is there, whatever material miseries are there, they don't affect them. They're completely aloof from that. And therefore, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a very important verse is there from Rupa Goswami. He says, Kleshagni Subhadal Moksha Lagutakrit Sadurlabha Sandananda Visheshapna Shri Krishna Karshanichasa. The verse gives six different characteristics of bhakti. Two symptoms of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, two symptoms of bhav bhakti, and two symptoms of prem bhakti. It's a long discussion. I won't go there. But the first symptoms are kleshagni shubhada. These are the characteristics, even the very beginning of bhakti, when we just begin to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, kleshagni, all of our klesha is destroyed. And shubhada, it bestows auspiciousness upon us. This is the nature of Srimad Bhagavatam. If we just take shelter of the Bhagavatam, everything is solved. And therefore, Narottam Das Thakur in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, he sung a famous line which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to often quote. I'll sing for you. Kani gana mitya bhakta nahoy be tatan rakta vishuddha bhajana koroma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the karmi gyani, nicha bhakta, nahobe tate anurakta. He said, don't be attached, anurakta. Don't be attached to the karmis and the gyanis or the nicha bhaktas, the false devotees. If you do that, then you're going to fall down. Vishuddha bhajana koroman, you just do pure bhajan. And if you do that, he says, Braja Janhe Jevita Tahate Dibachita Ese Paramatatvadan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is rather Braja Janhe Jevita. You just become attached to hearing of the activities and the customs and things of the people of Vrindavan. Ese parama tattva dana. This is a supreme dana. This is a supreme charity. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he once said that for pure devotees who put Krishna, who make a temple for Krishna in their hearts, and they constantly serve him there, those temples will never close. Your other temples may close. Here in Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath is very famous. He gives darshan more than almost any other deity. And that's a story about that, because Maharaj Indrajumna requested the Lord that you just take rest for a few hours a day. And then during the day, you constantly give your darshan. And so Jagannath's always giving darshan, except for a few hours at night. But still, the temple closes sometimes. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, the heart temple never closes. We can complain, oh, the government has stopped the devotees from coming together. You're supposed to wear masks or this or that. Who cares? If we have a heart temple, if we built a temple in our heart. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, but there's a problem. The problem is that Kanishta Adhikaris, they can't understand this. So this is the nature of our society. Srila Prabhupada said in one lecture in Los Angeles in 1968 that we should not only love Krishna, but we should love devotees. Our society means devotees. But how do we love devotees? The Sutta Tatantra describes, Hari Lila Sutochara Parisha Sutta Tantvaya Kaya Pritistava Hari Yata Bhakti Nanashati, that we should love devotees because devotees are coming together and hearing and chanting about Krishna. And by associating in that way, everything becomes wonderful. We can love devotees for that hearing and chanting. And then there's love in the society. And yata bhakti nanashati, if we learn to associate with devotees in this way, then everything will be okay. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the 10th Vilas, Sanatana Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they've compiled many verses speaking about the glories of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of the verses, a very nice verse, speaks about the etiquette of hearing Bhagavatam, who we want to hear from. Shasha-bhyasa-shacha-bhave. We want to hear from someone who knows Shastra. My grandmother, she once commented to a group of his disciples. He told us that if you can't quote Shastra, don't tell them you're my disciple. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to Bhubaneswar here in Orissa in 1977, in his last visit, he, in one lecture, he said, this is a function of the acharya, is to do sampradaya rakshana, or to protect the sampradaya. And how do we protect the sampradaya? We keep it alive. We quote Shastra. In the in West Bengal, after Srila Prabhupada disappeared from this world, Srila Bhakti Charumara, she translated Prabhupada's Gita commentaries. And the devotees wanted to make it readily available for everyone. So they printed an edition which was very short. And there was no shlokas, no Sanskrit shlokas in the book, just the Prabhupada's commentaries translated into Bengali. And when they did that, they printed that, but they never reprinted that edition. Why? Because there was a great uproar from all the pundits and the Vaishnavas. Said, this is not Bhagavad Gita. You may say it's Bhagavad Gita, but it's not. Bhagavad Gita begins with the words Dharma Chaitra Kuru Chaitra Samaveda Yutsava Mamaka Pandavaschaiva Kimukurvata Sanjay. That's Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is spoken in Sanskrit, not in Bengali, not in English. Krishna never said, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me. We should quote Sanskrit and we should know something about it a little bit. By doing that, that gives faith to people. And by hearing that those pramanas, as Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj comments, he says, quoting from Narottam Das Thakur, where Narottam says that Sadhu, Shastra, Guru Vakya. He says that we need these three things, Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. But he says that they go in sequence. The first thing is that we meet Sadhu. And who is Sadhu? Sadhu is someone who speaks Shastra. And by hearing Shastra from that person, we'll know who is Guru. We'll come to Guru. But Shastra is the primary principle for there. So Shastra Vyasastra Cha Bhave. This verse in the Hari Bhakti Vilas describes that we should hear from someone who can quote Shastra, someone who's well versed in Shastra, and someone who has some bhav, some feeling for that. But Purvisham Loka Vishrutam, if there's no qualified person to speak that, Satamadunikanancha Katambandu Shukirtayat. Even if there's no proper speaker, even if there's not many inquisitive listeners, one should not stop hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He says you can always discuss Srimad Bhagavatam in association, katam bandhu sakirtayat, with your friends, with relatives, with children, other family members. That's Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam properly, we can come together with devotees. We can properly associate. We can have so. Although Jiva Goswami in Bhaktisandarbha, as we were pointing out in the beginning, he says that we should hear from someone who's a niragvakta, or a speaker without material desires. Still, even if there's that's all that's present, still we don't want to stop hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Because by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, everything becomes clear. Even there may be some conspiracies going on. There may be some bad things going on. But the first canto of the Bhagavatam describes that the Tagvag Visago Janataga Viplavo, that the intrinsic quality of Srimad Bhagavatam is that it creates a revolution. It's not necessary. You don't have to open up a web page and point out the faults of all the different devotees, all the different Nietzsche Bhaktas, as Narottam Das Thakur calls them. Don't worry about that. Just be absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Tagvag Visargo Janataga Viplavo. If there's some problem, if maybe your temple president is taking money from the hundi, from the deity box, that's a very terrible thing, or there's some problem going on in the temple, the solution is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is our solution for everything. Of course, that doesn't mean that we stand by idly and see some devotees abused or molested, some small children molested or something like that. But what it means is that ultimately you may turn that person into the police. But what's the value? What are the police going to do with that person? You can put him in jail. He can say, I'm very sorry. It'll have some effect in the society that people will know, oh, I shouldn't do like that. But it's not going to ultimately solve the problem. But Srimad Bhagavatam will ultimately solve the problem because it'll purify that person's heart. What's required is a change of consciousness. There's so many problems going on in the world today, and there's so many confused people today, especially during this time of the pandemic. And people don't know where to find proper answers for things. But when we have an answer, the answer is Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, then shoka moha bhayapaha, all of our fear, lamentation, illusion, they'll go far away. And everything will become peaceful. Everything will become clear. And even someone may be an animal, a beast. You may be a bull. But still, that Srimad Bhagavatam can also affect the heart of a bull. Even a bull becomes attracted to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I've also heard stories here in India how sometimes, actually I saw a video once of some sadhus doing Krishna Katha, doing Ram Leela, and one monkey was coming every day and hearing that Katha very, very attentively. So powerful is Krishna Katha's Hari Katha. We want to propagate. This is our solution. This is our answer. But if amongst devotees, we start giving other answers, as Srila Prabhupada gives in his purport to this verse today, he says that the devotees, they don't have time for any other thing. The devotees are not interested in material topics. And he says we shouldn't waste our time unnecessarily speaking news of the material world. And Prabhupada says there's so many different problems. He says these will go their own way. All these problems will go their own way. Maybe Krishna has some lesson for us. We should rather see when the pandemic and things are going on that, oh, Krishna has some message for the world, that this is a result of the karma of the world. And now people are being forced to suffer some. To understand, we have to slow down. We have to stop killing so many animals. We have to stop abusing the earth so much. So devotees should be taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this verse describes very, very clearly. Yatochama shloka gunanavada patusete gramyakata vigataha nisevyamano nidinamma mukshor matim satim yachati vasudeve. Prabhupada translates it. Who are the pure devotees mentioned here? In an assembly of pure devotees, there's no question of discussing material subjects, subjects like politics and sociology. Once we were invited to a temple in Europe, I won't say the name of the place, and it was the first time we'd ever been there. We were traveling, giving classes, and the devotees received us very nicely. There was a whole group of devotees there doing kirtan to receive us when we arrived in the temple. It was a former monastery. And we went in. They had a huge temple room, which could fit, I think, 500 or 600 people in one time. And when we went there, there was only about a dozen or so devotees. And right away, they apologized to us. We're very sorry. He said, it used to be that there were so many devotees coming to the programs. But then some problems happened. Our guru had some troubles and went away. And then hardly anybody's coming today. And so when I sat down, I was a little inspired in a way. And I spoke to them and I asked them. I told them that this Krishna Katha is all attractive. It attracted Shukadeva Goswami. It attracted the four Kumaras. It's attractive for everyone, even impersonalists. So then the question comes, why aren't the devotees coming to this still today? And I asked them this question, and they were kind of looking at each other. And finally, one of them raised his hand and said, well, Prabhu, they're all in Maya. And I said, no, I mean, I'm also in Maya. You're in Maya. We're all in Maya in one degree or another. But we're coming to hear Krishna Katha. So why aren't they coming? They were offering so many different reasons. And finally, I told them, maybe we were using Krishna Katha for the wrong reason. Maybe we were using Krishna Katha to try to control the devotees, try to get money out of the devotees, try to get service out of the devotees, or try to collect followers for ourselves. So Srila Prabhupada says, who are the pure devotees mentioned here in this translation? He says, in an assembly of pure devotees, there's no question of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. We have to keep a Srimad Bhagavatam Katha pure. It's such a very, very important thing. It doesn't belong to us. Just like I give the example sometimes, if someone asked you to do the Mangal Arati, to be the pujari in Mayapur for Radha Madhav on Gaura Purnima day, and you come out and you see the whole temple is completely packed and there must be 5,000 devotees there. And if you think, wow, they all came to see me, you're completely an illusion. They did not come to see you. They came to see Radha Madhav. And you are just a little peon. All that you're doing is a service on behalf of your Gurudev. Shringara Mandira Marjanadu, it said that Gurudev, he's doing the Shringar, he's dressing the deities. Marjanadu, he's cleaning the temple. And Yuktashya Bhaktam Shani Unjatopi, he's engaging his disciples. And what do we do? We just offer the incense. We don't speculate. Once in Vrindavan at the temple of Banka Bihari, the pujari was approached by some wealthy person in Delhi and said, I'll give you a large amount of money if you dress Banka Bihari in a special way. No dhoti. Give him Levi's jeans. And no vansi, no flute. Give him a cell phone. And so the pujari did like that. And the people in Vrindavan were so very upset. They did a bun throughout to the whole city. They were burning tires and they closed all the shops and everything. Because Banka Bihari doesn't carry a cell phone and wear Levi's jeans. They were very, very unhappy about it. When we do that pujari service, we just do what we're told to do. We don't make things up. Well, I think today I'll offer some candy to the deity as part of the Artik ceremony. No, there's a certain things that we offer in a certain sequence with certain mantras on behalf of our Gurudev, and we don't speculate. So Srimad Bhagavatam is like that also. The speaker is just a pujari. And he should understand that the people who are listening, they're not coming there to hear him. It's not an opportunity for him to have some sense gratification by trying to get followers. But we should just simply repeat what we've heard from Shastra and from our Gurudev. Just as a pujari is just waving the incense and the lamp, offering water and flowers and the things which have been told to him by his guru. So we're simply repeating the things that we've heard. And if we do like that, that gives hope, that gives faith amongst the devotees. That creates a Vaishnav Sangha. So in this translation, it said, there's no question in such an assembly of pure devotees of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. In an assembly of pure devotees, there's discussion only of the qualities, forms, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, it's a relief. Throughout the day, we're being bombarded constantly in all this multimedia things with so many people, messages coming on your cell phone and emails coming and messages on Facebook and on Twitter and on WhatsApp and this and that. So many people wanting to sell you this and buy this and do this and that. But when we go to the temple, we can just sit down and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's such a relief. And Prabhupada translates this verse, by constantly hearing such topics respectfully, even a person who wants to merge into the existence of the absolute truth abandons this idea and gradually becomes attached to the service of Vasudeva. So I'll stop there. I went a few minutes over. My apologies. If anybody has any reflections or comments, questions, this is a good time for that.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Wow, such a nectarian class, Prabhuji. You have explained so nicely that the vision of listening to Srimad Bhagavatam at MTLA, what are all the benefits? We are so grateful to you, Prabhuji, including Kirtan. How important is the Bhagavatam that you have explained us so clearly, with so many stories and example. And you also explained like we should not only love Krishna, we should also love the devotees. That point really stuck me a lot. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your very beautiful and nectarian class. So I request devotees, you have some time, right, Prabhuji, for the questions or realizations?
Yes, yeah, we have a few minutes, sure.
Okay.
Anuradha Mataji. Hare
Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you so much. What a wonderful class, Prabhu.
Can you show yourself on the screen, Anuradha?
Yeah, sure, Prabhu. I'm in a temple. Just give me a moment, Prabhu.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you have spoken so wonderfully about the importance of listening, hearing Harikatha. And my question is, like, you know, when we hear a Japa class, we hear the importance of Japa. When we hear a Krishna Katha class, we hear about Krishna Katha. So thing is, like, after we had done our 16 rounds and the morning Bhagavatam class, after that, when we have time, do I do Japa or do I do Krishna? Do I listen to Krishna Katha? my personal favorite is, of course, listening to Krishna Katha, because that's where my heart gets attracted. But, you know, whatever it will take to get me back to Godhead, I want to do that, you know. Put it very simple, Prabhu.
We should follow our heart in that regard. If your heart is telling you to go and hear Krishna Katha, then we hear Krishna Katha. But when we hear Krishna Katha, let's not separate it from Krishna Kirtan. Let's not separate our japa from Kirtan or our Kirtan from Hari Katha. They're all three very intimately connected. And I understand that when I'm reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives some impetus. It gives me some understanding of who Krishna is and why I should be attracted to Krishna. And it purifies my heart. It gives me some impetus to appreciate Krishna. So it's a very, very important thing. And also, as I said too, it brings devotees together. Japa is something we do on our own. And similarly, we read books on our own. And japa and reading is something personal and private. We should do both of those things. They're very important. And that japa will help us in kirtan. Any good kirtaniya will tell you that if you chant nice japa, then you can do nice kirtan. And vice versa, the kirtan will also help you in your japa. So also, we read privately, and then that private reading helps us in our public reading. And we should come together with devotees. This is how we create a sangha. This is how we create a society, not only by doing kirtan. There's a Pajavali poet who sung a song, His name was Yadudas, and his song is included in Padukalpa Turu, a very famous songbook of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, Chodike Mahanta Meli Koreya Kirtana Keli Sata Sampradaya Gaya Git. It speaks about the kirtan that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing here in Jagannath Puri before the Rath Yatra card at the time of Rath Yatra. And Chodike Mahanta Meli, in all four directions, Chodike Mahanta Meli, all the different Mahants were coming together. Sometimes in one of our programs, we may have somebody outside of ISKCON attend. Sometimes it happens, some Gaudiya Math devotee, or sometimes even a Babaji or something. But this wasn't just a random devotee. All the Mahants were all coming together from so many Sata Sampradaya Gaya Git, from all different Sampradayas, and they're all doing kirtan together. I remember seeing a little bit of a video of the Harinam in New York with Roy Ram Prabhu. And there was a Hasidic Jew. Have you seen those guys? It looks like they have their sikha over their ears, kind of. They have hair down here, and they have a big black flat hat. And the guy was watching the kirtan. And after some time, he came closer, and he kind of like started tapping his foot and getting into it. And after some time, he started dancing. And then after a while, came some very traditional-looking Islamic person. Looks like he came from Saudi Arabia with a turban and a full dress and the whole thing. And anyway, they get to the quick. It ended up the two of them were chanting and dancing together, this Hasidic Jew and this traditional Islamic fellow dancing in the kirtan. Kirtan is like that. But if you stop the kirtan, you say, now we're going to have some Krishna katha, there's going to be a big disagreement amongst that Hasidic Jew and even amongst devotees in ISKCON. That Krishna katha brings us together in a more personal way. Kirtan is something for everybody, but we also need to have some personal katha. So whatever your heart is attracted to, Shukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Pariksit. He wasn't doing kirtan all the time. He was doing kirtan in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Pariksit was hearing it. And he got liberation by that. He got Krishna praying by that. So Bhagavatam gives Krishna praying. Bhagavatam is Krishna praying. But we should always keep a connection with the holy name in the Bhagavatam. Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Yeah, it gives a relief, you know, because I'm always, yesterday only I heard a class on Japa and I was so confused, you know, where to go. There's so much option in ISKCON, which is wonderful, but yeah, for, you know, to decide it, we always need guidance. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you,
and Vamsi Dari. Go ahead.
Yes, Prabhuji. Vamsi Dari, Prabhuji, go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my Dandavat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. So, the reflection I took from the class is that, and I realized to some extent that hearing definitely helps in Japa. And I can see that since I started reading and hearing regularly, it helps in my doing my japa more steadily and more punctually and with better concentration than it was before. So thank you so much for establishing that with all the quotations and all the different shlokas which you mentioned in the class, because as you mentioned that if when we do that, it strengthens our faith and it strengthens our convince our mind more profoundly that yes, this is what it is. So Prabhuji, based on what incident you shared about Bhagya Bihari ji, I got one question. So in Shastras and traditionally, if you go to any traditional temple in Vrindavan also, they don't offer, as far as I know, they don't offer these modern dishes like pizzas and pastas and burgers and this and that. The deities. So I just want to know, since ours is an international society, so I understand that we follow that to some extent. But did Srila Prabhupada travel all over the world? So during his time, do you know, did he offer all these dishes to the deities or only traditional ones?
There's two considerations in this regard. First of all, when we're cooking for the deity, we should understand that's directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. Mm-hmm. And Krishna is not a brahmachari. Yeah. Krishna is a mamachari. Yeah. He likes what his mother cooks for him. Everybody likes what their mother cooks for them. Wherever I go in the world, I find people like what their mother cooks for them. My grandma was born and raised here in Orissa. And when he would travel, sometimes the devotees would offer him pizza and pasta and cheesecake and things like that. And he would take it. And sometimes he seemed to like it. But in general, he liked what his mother cooked for him. Mm-hmm. People who grew up in Orissa, West Bengal, they like rice. People who grew up in Italy, they like pasta. Okay. But when we cook for the deity, we want to cook for the pleasure of Krishna. Now, in the Brahma Purana, there's a verse, very interesting verse, which Krishna describes how he's speaking to Lord Brahma. He describes how prasadam works. Mm-hmm. He says, when someone offers me something with proper mantra, I accept it. Mm-hmm. He says, but I taste it through the mouths of my devotees. So as in all things within bhakti, we always want to remember the devotees and be with the devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I've heard a story that he instructed one disciple that you go and stay in Vrindavan, and whenever people from Orissa or West Bengal come there, you make rice for them. Because that's the place for rotis, right? That's the place for chapatis. You make rice for them because for them, rice is nice. They can't live without rice. Mm-hmm. So what is that? It's not a consideration for the deity. It's a consideration for the devotee. Mm-hmm. And when we're cooking, if some senior sannyasi or someone comes, we should cook something that they like. Mm-hmm. But when we're cooking for the deity in the temple, we should be very strict in cooking a particular things that Mother Yashoda cooked, that Radharani cooked, because Krishna likes those things. Right. That's our program. Does that make some clarity, something?
Yes.
Let me add another little comment to that. Some devotees who are very well sincerely meaning to help people, they've tried to make a rule that no pasta, no pizza, no tacos, no enchiladas, no cake, no cookies, but only rice dal sabji, like that. I've been brought up as a preacher. I joined in Los Angeles in 1982, and I've done extensive traveling in Europe and different places in the world. And I can tell you that if you want to preach to new people in Italy and you tell them no pasta,
yeah.
If you go to Russia, if you go to different places in Europe and say no bread, no soup, only dal and sabji and things, people are not going to join. It's not that we have five regulated principles. We have our major four, and then the fifth one is no pizza. we're not so concerned about that thing. But for the deity, we particularly like to offer certain items. Now, I've noticed in places like Mayapur, their system there, they offer a lot of things to the deity like once a day because they're selling Mahaprasad, because it's a kind of outreach. The pilgrims are coming and they want to have different things. And they're offering samosas. I think those samosas are not cooked in ghee, mm-hmm. that they're doing massively produced for the outside people. It's not really something which is proper for the deity. And then what to speak, they're offering cake also and cookies and different things like that. But that's a secondary thing. The primary thing they offer to Radha Madhav is the same kind of things that Radharani would cook and the Mother Yashoda would cook. So I understand that some other devotees would probably answer your question in a different way. It's a relative subject. I'm just offering my own personal perspective. That's all that I can do. So I hope that's okay, Vamsidhari Prabhu.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. It's very, very clear and very wonderful. So I got my answer. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
If you wanted, I could send you the shloka from the Brahma Purana also, where Lord Brahma says, Krishna tells Lord Brahma, I taste to the mouths of my devotees. Uh-huh. Important point.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much,
Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for beautiful, beautiful answer. So I request devotees, do anybody have any other questions or realizations to Prabhuji? We just had one comment in the chat, Prabhuji, from Raj Prabhuji. He was saying that very beautiful class and full of information, loved everything. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. He was just mentioning
it. Hare Krishna.
And he's, yeah.
Thank you for your kind words, Raj Prabhu. This is such an important thing. We all come together in this way. If we don't come together and regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then we may have so many strange ideas. And devotees will go in different directions. And ultimately, the kirtan will also be disturbed, the kirtan and the japa. we need to have the Srimad Bhagavatam class on a daily basis. Srila Prabhupada said that. And it's very simple. We just repeat what we've heard. And you may not be a big speaker. You may not be able to quote so much Shastra, but you just try your best. Prabhupada also said something very interesting to Tamal Krishnamurti once. He said that 15 minutes of preparing for class is the equivalent of reading for 2 hours. A very nice comment. So if you prepare something for class, right, by meditating on that, you get so much benefit from that. And that's our service for the devotees. Just like before we go on the altar to do the artik, we collect the different items that we're going to offer, the incense and the lamp, and we get everything ready. And the same thing with Srimad Bhagavatam class. We collect all those things, we bring them together for the pleasure of the devotees.
Yes, okay. Every day we learn something. I loved the story of bull, and I loved how you the heart is the temple. You know, the governments can close everything. You know, now with pandemic, actually this seems like a boon to me, because with pandemic I got all this association, and it's I was listening to another class from this group when Krishna lifted the Govardhan. So that was kind of a pandemic time for all them, and they got together. So same, you know, in this pandemic, I got so much association, which is unbelievable. It's a grace of Krishna. So thank you so much, Prabhu. Very nice class, very beautiful. Thank you for your association. Hare
Krishna. But you know, Raj, we still want to be able to give you a hug. And I still want to have some prasadam with you, and we can't do that.
I want to touch your lotus feet. Yes.
So, but this increases our desire.
Yes.
That when we can't come together physically like that, then when we are able to come together, just like there was another pandemic, I think around 1910, 1918 in America, all over the world, the Spanish flu was going on. And when that finished, people were coming out in the streets and getting drunk and dancing and going crazy. Now we can finally associate together again and do all of our nonsense that we were doing before. Devotees, also, we should celebrate. We should have a big party, but our party is not drinking alcohol. And that our party, my grandma used to say that just like the non-devotees have signs up on the beside the road, come drink, dance, and dine in our nightclub, right? So he said, well, also, we should have a big sign over the temple. Come drink, dance, and dine. come drink the Srimad Bhagavatam and dance and dine in Mahaprasadam. So we can all come together and do that after the pandemic's finished. And maybe in smaller groups while it's going on also.
Haribo.
Thank you, Raj. So you come here and visit us sometime also in Jagannath Puri. We'd be very happy to see you, Prabhuji. We can give you some prasadam.
I would love to be there. Thank you so much. Thank you. You said that. That's one of my wishes. Hopefully Krishna will fulfill that. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj.
Thank you, Raj. Prabhuji. We have Sukhasagari Mataji. Mataji, you can please go ahead with your question or realization.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranams, such a pure nectar. Sorry, I'm not able to go on video, Prabhu. I just a couple of questions, Prabhu. One was regarding the verse you quoted, which transforms Shukadev Goswami, from a Brahmavadi to Vaishnava. I've heard that there are four verses in reference like that, and Ahobakyam is one other verse. Are you please able to throw some light on this, Prabhuji?
I've heard different verses suggested for that. I'm not sure. I don't know where that comes from, the four verses thing. I've just heard this one verse, Naviti Tarsha Upagiya Manat. Also, the Hobaki Swapachitogariyan verses there too. Sometimes different verses are said. Srimad Bhagavatam, Adavante Chamadvichi Hari Sevati Gita, from the beginning, the middle, and the end, is just full of nectar. So many verses are there which can do the same thing. As Prabhupada translates in this verse from today, that even a Mayavadi can become attracted by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing Krishna Katha. So Sukadev, which particular verse it was, some Vaishnavas, I heard this from Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, Naviti Tarsha Upagiya Manad, is this verse. But I've also read other verses given too. I'm not sure which one, but I think that they're all valid. I hope that helps something.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. The other question was regarding chanting and you know, hearing Shravanam. Prabhuji, many times, I mean, if like the other Mataji was mentioning, if we look at the Harinama, like Eva Kevalam verse, it puts so much emphasis on chanting Karo Nasteva, Nasteva. I mean, there's none other, none other, none other. I mean, to emphasize the point that this is the way to liberation in Kali Yuga. For somebody who may not be very attracted to listening or hearing to Krishna Katha, I mean, would they take it in a, you know, in a different way and just stick to chanting, Prabhuji? Also, I've heard stories of where chanting has reformed hearts, and you know, Krishna reveals as the Paramatma all the truths. So how do we understand all this, Prabhuji? I mean, personally, I'm also attracted to Krishna Katha because I feel that this is what is actually, you know, making, purifying me more, in the sense that I could just be chanting like a parrot without realizing what I'm chanting. But Krishna Katha is, you know, making me understand the actual truth. So many times I've been bewildered by this, that Harinama, you know, is the ultimate way to Krishna Bhakti in Kali Yuga. So I still have those questions, Prabhuji. I just was wondering if you can explain a little bit more.
We should follow the system that Srila Prabhupada gave us and not speculate. And honestly speaking, if we stop doing Srimad Bhagavatam and we only do Kirtan, it means we're speculating. Because Srila Prabhupada said every day we should have Srimad Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he speaks about Navavidhi Bhakti, or the nine different processes of bhakti. And he says that in Kali Yuga, he calls it Kirtanakya Bhakti, that all of them have to have some connection with Kirtan. And that Kirtan, even more than Japa, that's another discussion, the difference between Japa and Kirtan. Japa is very, very important, just like individual reading is very important. But Kirtan is something even more. And Kirtan is what's generally emphasized. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took those Navavidhi Bhakti, nine processes, and he narrowed it down to five. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Bhasa, Sri Mutura, Shraya Sevan. And if you think about this important verse, it's in sequence. The first thing is Sadhu Sangha. There's a lot of people who don't have faith in Kirtan, but they make friends with the devotees. Usually that's the first way we begin our bhakti. We make friends. We have some faith in the devotee. And then by having faith in the devotee, we naturally come to Nam Kirtan, because the devotees are always doing Kirtan. But hearing Krishna Katha, that's even more high tech. And there are many devotees today, very frankly, who don't have faith in Krishna Katha, perhaps because we've been misusing it. As I mentioned, I told the story about being in Europe and the temple was hardly anybody there at that time. Because we're misusing that Krishna Katha. It requires some faith in the speaker. So Sadhu Sangha is the first thing. We appreciate, yeah, those Hare Krishna people are really nice. And then by associating with those devotees, you can start doing Nam Kirtan. And then by getting purified with Nam Kirtan, you can begin to appreciate Bhagavat Shravan. Prabhupada said we should read Krishna book every day. Besides from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, we should read Krishna book every day because we want to know who we're chanting about. And but then that from that Bhagavat Shravan comes an even higher thing, Mathura Bhasa. If you tell somebody on the street there's a sacred place, they're going to say, yeah, I don't know. There's so many sacred places. Maybe New York City is sacred for me. I once said there was a devotee whose father was a mayor in some town in South America. His father was a non-devotee. He invited him to Vrindavan. And his father was walking through Vrindavan and his father became disgusted. And he told his son, he said, we have public toilets in our city in South America, which are cleaner than the streets in this place here. How is this a holy place? So Mathura Bhasa means a state of consciousness. Kamsa is born in Mathura, But we don't consider him to be a Dambasi. Putin is also born in Braj. We don't consider her to be a Dambasi. It's a state of consciousness. And it comes after we hear Bhagavat Shravan. When we begin to hear, when we hear Krishna Katha, then we can appreciate more about Mathura Bas. And then after Mathura Bas comes the most difficult stage, Shrimutir Shradaya Seva, where we worship the deity with some faith and veneration. And most people, I remember when the first temple that I'd gone to and saw deities was New Orleans. I was a street musician at Mardi Gras, and I was a vegetarian. And someone said, you know, you should go to this Hare Krishna people's place. They have good food. So I would go, and I remember looking at the deities and thinking, yeah, this is weird. I couldn't understand anything about the deities. That requires something more. And we should understand, though, that all of these things are connected with the holy name. Jagadananda Pandit says, Sadhusanga Krishnanam Ematra Chai. That all that I desire are these two things, Sadhusanga and Krishnanam. Why? Why not just Krishnanam? Because without Sadhusanga, I can't do Krishnanam. And with Sadhusanga, I get the strength to do Krishnanam. When I associate with the devotees, then I get deeper Krishnanam. And what do I get from deeper Krishnanam? I get deeper Sadhusanga. From deeper Sadhusanga, what do I get? Even deeper Krishnanam. From even deeper Krishnanam, what do I get? Even deeper yet, Sadhusanga. The two are in cause and effect. And that japa will help our kirtan. That japa will help our Bhagavat Shravan. The Bhagavat Shravan will also help our japa. The Mathura Bas will help our japa. The Mathura Bas will help our kirtan. The Sri Mutir Seva, worshiping the deity. We should understand that when we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're praying for service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Name Prasvatito Hai Rupa Guna Karma, that from that holy name will manifest Krishna's form. That's the first thing. That's the deity. When devotees are coming together and they're doing kirtan and they're chanting, if they're chanting sincerely, what are they chanting? Krishna, I want to serve you. So then that holy name, our japa, our kirtan, manifests in a form of a deity. And then we're able to render service. But what do we do? What kind of service do we do for the deity? What is the basis of all the services we do for the deity? It's not just that we bathe the deity, we put some clothes on the deity, we offer incense to the deity, but we're always chanting the holy name. What is our qualification to worship the deity? Chanting the holy name. By chanting the holy name, thereby you get second initiation. But even after second initiation, you're chanting the holy name to be able to worship the deity. And then what prayer do you have to the deity? What do you want? Krishna says, okay, you're coming every day and you're offering Mangal Arati to me. You're bathing and dressing me. What do you want? Our desire, I want deeper Krishnanam. And from the deeper Krishnanam, we'll get deeper relationship with the deities. From the deeper relationship with the deities, we'll get deeper Krishnanam. This is what Jiva Goswami calls Kirtanakya Bhakti. We can't separate kirtan from all these other different aspects, but we should follow Srila Prabhupada's system. And Prabhupada gave us Krishna Katha. It's such an important thing. You might be able, you might find a deal. You can buy a brand new car, which would usually be, I don't know, $30,000 or something. You buy a brand new car for $5,000. Only one small problem. The car's never been driven, brand new, completely brand new car. Only small problem is it's just a big box of nuts and bolts and parts and things, and you have to put it together yourself. And that's going to be a very daunting task, isn't it? So to be able to put that together, you require a book. So similarly, to chant the holy name, we require a book to show us the mood in chanting, to show us the proper application. And therefore, the Bhagavatam says, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam, that the Srimad Bhagavatam is a Nam Purana. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stressed so much this Bhagavat Shravan, because it's in connection with the holy name. We don't separate the two. It's not that we only chant, or it's not that, well, I don't need to chant because I'll hear the kirtan, or I'll hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We should always follow Srila Prabhupada's system. Prabhupada gave us a number of things, not just one simple thing. Is that helpful? Does that answer your question?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I was just, you know, from what you explained, what I understood was that without reading the Nectar of Devotion, we would know that these were the five important limbs of bhakti. And so, like you just mentioned, it is important to read and then get the proper mood to chant. so we have a better understanding of why and what we're chanting.
And even better than reading is hearing. At the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was such a great scholar, you'd be surprised to hear that they discouraged the devotees from reading on their own. But hearing was emphasized, because if we hear from the proper source, we hear from a great devotee, they can explain things very nicely. Whereas if we just try to read it on our own, it becomes very, very difficult. There was one man in West Virginia who came to the temple, and he told the devotee, he said, I just found out about all y'all here. And this man had found a book in the garbage can somewhere years before. And he thought, wow, what is somebody threw a valuable book away? He pulled it out of the garbage can and he read it. And it was a great book. And it said in the book that you should chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra every day. And so he started chanting japa. But when he met the devotees, he said, I don't see how you guys do it. It takes me like 8 or 9 hours to chant 16 rounds. And the devotee said, well, what are you doing? And he didn't know anything about the Hare Krishna mantra. The only thing he heard it on the radio once, and someone was singing it. And so he thought that's how you have to chant, by singing it. So we need to hear from a person. It's important. And similarly, we can read, but hearing from a person is better. Similarly, we can do japa on our own, and that's important. We need to do that. That's our personal connection with Krishna. But when we come together with great devotees, if we can do kirtan with Gurudev, we can do kirtan with Srila Prabhupada, then there's a certain emotion, a certain mood in that kirtan which we can pick up, and then we'll bring that back into our japa. And that's why that kirtan is so very, very important. I hope that clarifies everything. There's a whole bunch of different comments in the chat also.
Thank you so much. Yes,
Mataji. Thank you. It's a very good question, very good point.
Some devotees, they just shared their realizations in the chat, Prabhuji. Do you have time? Shall I read them or we can end the call here?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and read them? We'll do it really quickly.
Raja Vanita, thank you very much. It's very inspiring to hear the once devotees were could chant and read for 3 hours each day. But today life, no one can have such a joy.
It's very difficult today. Oh, no, not just because of our society, but because as persons, we're complicated. We're busy.
Yeah. From Shiromani Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams, very informative class, heart-touching class, Hare Bol. Induleka Karuna Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for the very inspiring class and remembering us of the right mood to speak and hear the Krishna Katha and also the various scriptures that Srinivas Acharya and his associates were reading daily.
Isn't that amazing? We should, these books are so important. And we sometimes devotees say, well, I only need Prabhupada's books. But Prabhupada says in his books, for more information, you should read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. You should read Jiva Goswami Sundarvas. Prabhupada wanted the devotees to translate many books. In fact, once they asked Prabhupada, what are you going to translate when you finish the Bhagavatam? And Prabhupada said, we may do Padma Purana, we might do Bhagavad Gita. And the devotee said, but Prabhupada, you already did Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada said, we translated mostly Baladeva Vidyabhushan's commentary, but there's also Vishnu Chakravartakura's commentary. Sridhar Swami's given a commentary. Bhaktivinoda's. We could do many, many Gitas. Prabhupada wanted that. He wanted the BBT to print translations of many different things, which they're doing today. Gopi Pranadana Prabhu's work and others.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And from Leela Purushottam Prabhuji, I love that example of Kirtan being Krishna and the Katha being Radha. And we simply want this couple to be always together.
Very good.
Write any attention requires trust. Tiffany Mataji, good examples with the car and book. Thank you for that, Prabhuji. Vinita Mataji, nice class. Thanks, Prabhuji. Thanks for telling about the hearing. Again, Tiffany Mataji, thank you for the wonderful class. Mitravinda Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for so many glories of Krishna Katha and Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, thank you for amazing class. Manmayi Krishna Yes, Prabhuji, we are done.
Thank you all for having such a wonderful Sangha. I so much appreciate you attracting so many devotees by helping them with their japa. It's an important thing, and by encouraging this Krishna Katha every day. So thank you all very much.
Yeah, we are so thankful, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful, wonderful class and giving us so many informations. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. श्रीमद् भागवतं की जय श्री माधवानंद प्रभु जी जय जय हरे
कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
यू आर लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू प्रभु जी हरे कृष्ण
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.